in the limelight.
The Zionist regime's violent siege of Gaza has led to chronic food shortages and skyrocketing prices, forcing Gazans to go hungry. Now 50% of Gaza is at risk of starvation. In this regard, we have taken a look at world media websites and news agencies for further details. Stay tuned for the second part, please. The New Arab Road in the heart of the Al-Karama neighborhood, in the north of the Gaza Strip, Ebtesam risks her life to find a much-sought-after ingredient, salt. Nearly 3 months into the Zionist regime's war on Gaza, the besieged enclave is faced with critical food shortages and exorbitant price rises, leaving hundreds of thousands at risk of starvation. The 37-year-old mother of five told the New Arab, "Less than a month ago, I could buy a kilogram of salt for a shekel. Now I pay 2 shekels for 2 tablespoons of salt. Most of the markets have been bombed. Salt is now scarce. We suffer from the severe shortages for the most basic of items. A 50-kilogram bag of flour has increased from 60 shekels to 700. We needed to eat, so I sold my most cherished possession, my wedding ring," she said. "In return, I bought flour. The 50-kilogram bag is only enough for 1 month. It's no exaggeration to say that flour is now worth as much as gold." On October 20, less than 2 weeks after October 7th, Ebtesam was diagnosed with breast cancer. She was scheduled to begin chemotherapy on October 23rd. Ebtesam explained, "Following the diagnosis, I was meant to adhere to a strict dietary regimen, which included increasing my intake of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and low-fat dairy. However, the soaring prices resulting from the war have posed an ever-mounting challenge for Ebtesam to find the essential nutritional components. Neither she nor her husband are employed, and their sole reliance has been on the assistance extended to them." She said, "Prices have shot up. I used to get a kilo of oranges for 2 shekels, mandarins for 2 shekels, and strawberries for 2.5 shekel. But ever since the war, fruit prices have jumped 5 times what they used to be." Ebtesam sighed, "My doctor also emphasized the importance of protein in my diet. However, today, 1 kilo of turkey breast is 55 shekels compared to 20 shekels pre-war. I can no longer afford this dietary regimen. If I had to choose between buying chicken breast for myself or pasta for my children, I would opt for the pasta. If I am meant to die, so be it." Since the onset of the war, Ebtesam has lost 9 kilos of weight due to food scarcity and inflated prices take a toll on her family. She said, "I was 80 kilograms, today I am 71. Soha Abdul-Al shared the challenges she faces as a mother caring for her son Majd, a 1.5-year-old diagnosed with polymyelitis since birth. The 28-year-old mother is currently displaced, living in a tent in Khan Yunis. Soha is struggling from the financial strain they face during the ongoing surge in price. She said, I cannot afford the prices of diapers, baby powder, and milk. The cost of one bag of diapers has surged from 10 shekels to 30 shekels, and a can of milk now costs 50 shekels instead of 20 shekels. Soha relies on milk provided by UNRWA, but it is insufficient. She emphasized the soaring prices of essential items, particularly Celerac, a milk substitute. Desperation led Soha to depend on the generosity of a neighbor who shared the milk substitute from their UNRWA aid, providing much-needed relief. Highlighting the impact on food options, Soha said, "Even potatoes, my son's favorite meal, have become a luxury. Before October 7th, I could buy 7 kilos for 10 shekels. Today, 1 kilogram costs 15. The rising prices and limited resources present a grim reality for Soha and her son in their current circumstances. Mohammad Al-Khaldi, a doctor from Gaza, highlighted the critical impact of malnutrition on the health of children. The doctor explained, "The lack of nutrients leads to the deterioration of children's health, resulting in anemia. This necessitates the child's admission to the hospital. The impact is more pronounced on children afflicted with polio, as nutritional deficiency results in anemia and a loss of body weight, particularly in muscle mass. Children with polio are generally frail, and this nutritional deficit may ultimately lead to a gradual decline in health and, in severe cases, death." Samir Abu Musa, a retailer from Beit Lahia, said, "The prices massively increased days after war started. In the northern part of Gaza, there are no food resources and the aid is so limited because the Zionist regime imposes restrictions on the movement of aid trucks there. Most wholesalers have shifted to the south, leaving only a few in the north, selling at inflated prices, especially with the absence of governmental oversight."